Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, February the 24th, I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to say thank you to each and everyone who has come in. Come on in, sit down, sit back and relax, and enjoy another great show put on by AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court. You're not going to want to miss this one either. So before we get started, again, as always, a wonderful prayer by Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Father God, we come to you humble tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's power in your name, God. Father God, we ask, Lord, for your forgiveness, God. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, God, and create in us a clean heart. Father God, we repent, Father God, of things that we have said, done, thought, Father God, grieve your spirit, God, in any way, form, or fashion. We know, Father God, that you are able, God, to do all things, Father God, above all that we ask or we think, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for meeting us right here, Father God, on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ in the squad in Queen's Court, Father God. Thank you for meeting us on this platform, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, for your able, God, to do all things, Father God, above all we ask for things. Now, Father God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that, Father God, you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal those, God, that may be going through or experiencing difficulty or situation and circumstances, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are Almighty God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for humbling us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for loving us, God, unconditionally, Father God. Father God, we know, God, that you're that same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you will have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, that you continue to stretch your nails, God, hands out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, that you carried us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you look toward heaven, God, and say, Lord, forgive them, God, for they know not what they're doing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, how you comfort the bereaved household, God, and how you comfort those that are sick and shut in, God, and how you comfort those, God, that are prison, Father God, behind the walls, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Those, Father God, that's falsely being accused, God, we know that you able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that you able, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are hungry and naked, God, and thirsty after the righteousness of you, Father God, that how you feed them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for being bread when we're hungry, God, being water when we thirsty, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, God, that you're able to do it, Father God. You're that same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for directing our path, Father God, and the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father God. Even though we go through some valleys, Father God, in our life, Father God, sometimes, Lord, that the valley, Father God, is deep and dark, God. But we know, God, that you reach way down, Father God, and you pick us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you turn it around, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You're that same one, God, that when you saw only one set of footprints, God, that it was you that was carrying it us, Father God, and not we that are carrying ourselves, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for covering our children and our children's children. We thank you for covering our neighbors, Father God, our community, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for turning it around, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Father God, you're able, God, to keep us, God, when we're falling down, God. You're able to reach way down in the miry clay, God, and pick us up, Father God, and place our feet back upon solid ground. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you told us, God, to humble ourselves, God, and pray and seek your face, Father God, and turn, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways, Father God. Then you will hear from heaven and forgive thy sin, Father God, and you will heal the land, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So much violence, Father God. So much gun violence, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So much blood shed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So much hunger, Father God, in the land, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For you're able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So many babies, God, are going through, Father God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those, Father God, that bring a new birth in, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us financially, spiritually, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, Father God. For you're able, God, to do all things, Father God, from the crown of our head to the very soul of our feet. Touch every organ in our bodies, God. Turn it around, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You get the glory, God, out of the stories, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless the speaker tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless her going out and bless her coming in, God. Give us an ear to hear, God, what the Spirit is saying unto the church tonight, God, so that we, Father God, won't get lost, Father God, in the shuffle, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, bless this radio broadcast, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the praise and give you the honor, God. Father God, touch every speaker tonight, God. Touch, Father God, every member, Father God. Every listener, Father God. Those that's in the queue tonight, God. Bless them above all, we ask her, thank God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know you are that way maker. You're that miracle worker, that promise keeper, Father God, that light in the darkness, God. You're that same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, open up the doors, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, meet us there, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Father God, touch every management. Touch every homeowner, God. Touch every vehicle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every table, Father God. Every front door to the back door to the garage door and every window, God. Keep us covered under your blood, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our school children. In the name of Jesus, how your safety net is about thee, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And over the food and the water, God. In the name of Jesus, keep us safe, God. In your bosom, God. And we give you the glory, God. We give you the praise, God. Bless my family, Father God. My daughters, God. My sons, God. Bless them in a special way. My grandbabies, great-grandbabies, our babies, God, as a whole, God. God, we bless your holy name, God. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Bless every squad member tonight, Father God. You know whose they are and what they stand in the need of. So meet every need, God, according to thy will, God. That thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we call this thing already done in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And we thank you, as always, for a powerful prayer from Evangelist Clayton. So sit back and relax, you guys. We've got a lot for you tonight. Get your pen and paper ready because you may need to take some notes for something that's going to benefit you, you, and especially you. So get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yep. I can't get this here stuff here out. When that bell here get done, time to get all this tax stuff here done. Is that this remote? And she can go down anyway. Get that boy sit in and get him some tea cloths here. Yeah, that is what I bus did now. Yeah, that boy ain't got the work to do. Yeah, what did you hear text message I got you? The boy like that shoe. Yeah. I don't know what to do with this here text there, so getting frustrated. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and down one of these here tax offices and stuff like here and get this stuff here situated. All right, get me on your hand to see your truck here. All right, crank this here, your circuit up. Get me on here some music. Back there, right. Got my smooth music. I'll get this here skew. Hey, Billy. Hold up. Get on here, Jake, boy. How is Steve today? Oh, it's good, yeah, it's good. Hey, he's driving. Yeah, boy, got to sit down here and run up to this here tax offices. And see some of these pieces here about this here touch there. All right, yeah. Back up, get the deep out, bud. All right, click it. Yeah, let's go, bud. Ah, yeah, get it. I see you bobbing your head over there, bud. I still am, bud. Hey, there, they got a place right there. It's closed. Oh, man, that damn place is crazy. Bud? Hey, there, it's Friday night. It's Friday night. Well, what time is it? It got about 25 minutes. Let's get some McDonald's and go home and you can watch that little squat thing, you know? Hey, Gina, squat. Squat, squat. Yeah, I guess so, baby. Dad, what kind of music is this? Well, boy, you know, it's Black History Month. Let's need some old African music right there in back there in Nigeria. Nigeria? Hey, Dad, what about Ghana? Yeah, but you know you got two separate cousins over here. Yep. Hey, bud, baby, get on that WhatsApp and you go sit there and get her a telephone call and you can talk to her tonight sometime.
Okay, Dad. I think that'd be great. Hey, let's go.
Yep. Come on, boy.
Hey, Dad. It's been a while. What's that number?
Oh, that number's 423-243-9617. And they're going to have a talk date on there tonight. That's what it said in this here paper. Look at here. On that there Facebook page with AJ and the squad. They got a tax person. They're talking about a little bit of stuff like that.
Ah, that's great. Maybe you can get some advice and ask us some questions.
Yeah, sure will.
Hey, what's that thing?
You know, almost that time. It's starting about 10 minutes. You're almost home, boy. Yep, it's Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yep, every Friday night.
And don't forget about that Queen's Court.
Yeah, that's on the first Friday every month. Yep. Just get on me in there, boy.
All right, Dad.
Hey, boy, cut the music off.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad. And, of course, the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and wealth on my land. This is my country. Protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
That was This Is My Country by The Impressions.
To replay.
Good evening, good evening.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Thank you for that.
Good evening, good evening.
Thanks
welcome
for
to an episode of AJ and the Squad on the
and
Six Size Radio Network.
Yes, thank you. Let's get us some mics open. How about that? Remember, if you want to speak, press the 1, please. Just press 1.
Ooh.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, and hello. Well.
Who's in the house tonight?
We got quite a few.
All right.
I'm thinking about might be a little tired tonight. Nobody's pressing 1. Maybe just sitting back and relaxing. Probably watching the game, sitting back a little bit.
It's been a long week.
Got the wine. Just winding down. Oh, we have 1-205. Your mic is open. Welcome to you, 205. Did you
there's somebody back there.
Mic?
They're trying to say hello. Whoever you are, you're on speakerphone. You sound like you're kind of way in the back. Please come to the front.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, as Queen said, please press your 1 if you want to be heard. And as always, we're going to get into these buddy checks. Mental health is a very important thing. And remember, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, we say it is okay to say that you are not okay.
That's right.
Mom.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay, so we're going to put that person back up. I don't think they meant to do that. All right, so as always, we're going to start with our queens. And hello, this is the queen from North Carolina. And I'm good. I am very, very good. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm good. I just, you know, When I tell you guys I'm tired, please don't take that the wrong way. I am tired, yes. But everything I'm doing it because I want to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because it's helping somebody. Or because it needs to be done. So, yes, I get tired, but I enjoy everything that I'm doing. So, be it school, my daughter, my grandson, the squad, AJ, whatever the case may be, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. So, God keep pushing me through it. As long as he keep giving me strength to do it, I will continue to do it.
Absolutely.
And with that,
amen.
I am complete.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Next,
and you're
next.
The queen
step on up.
Hats. Step on up.
Good afternoon.
Step up.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to hear y'all. Amen. You
yes,
took me
yes.
back to the old school. Amen.
I
the
like that, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
amen. Yes, indeed. Yes,
like
indeed.
That.
Knocking on wood. Knocking, knock, knock.
Yes, ma'am. Anything
Clayton.
I can do to help.
And I, amen. I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I tell you, oh, man, I've been tried, amen, this week. But guess what? God is good all the time, and all the time God
all
is good. Amen. So I got, I went to the doctor, got good report. Amen. So I'm just grateful. Amen. And each day is a step above. Amen.
Right.
As long as I have breath in my body, I have hope for tomorrow. And I commend my day. Amen. To God be glory that I shall have poverty in my life. Amen. And I just thank God for how God massages your heart. You know, when you're going through and you're going through. Amen. How God comes in and make you smile. But most of all, just tonight, the 24th, tonight is a beautiful, beautiful night, and it's so profound, amen, that we can smile because God has smiled on us. And I'm so grateful to be here with AJ and the squad in Queens Court tonight on the Six Eyes Radio Network with you and you and you and you. I'm completed.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Next.
More queens, even more queens. Remember, if you want to talk, just press 1. Just press 1, and we will open your mic, and you can talk to us. And everybody all over America mm-hmm. will hear you.
Amen.
Okay, wait a minute. I got somebody. I wonder who that is. 336, your mic is open.
Hello, 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 hello to everyone out there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Hey.
I hope everyone is having a wonderful and blessed night.
Yes.
I just want, and that is so good, and I just thank God for this day that he has made to be glad and rejoice in it. And I'm just happy God is showing me things, and, you know, when God begins to show you things, you know that you're doing something right. When he begins to show you what's good and what's not. So I just want to thank God for that. And I want to say hello, hello to each and every one of y'all that's out there in the audience. Prepare yourself for some very good information for us tonight that we can share with somebody else that may not know about it. So God is just doing a lot of amazing things for each and every one of us. And enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
She didn't mention her name, but that was Miss Pride and Joy. She actually is also on Saturday nights at 11:30. We're kicking it with Six Eyes and just the ATL. So
that's
come and come back, check her out for all news, comment, music that you want to hear.
Yes.
Come back and check her out. Okay,
do we have any more queens this evening that would like to step to the mic?
Step up.
Don't be scared. Remember, we are not judgmental, and our doors are open to all and everyone. Come as you are.
Well, we're going to try 205 again. They put their hands back. Okay, I get what they're doing. I got what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any of the kings in the building?
Any
of the men?
Oh, my God.
This is Princess Nikhil, and I'm here.
Oh, hold on.
Hi,
good evening.
Hey,
good evening, Princess. Good evening,
hey,
Nikhil.
Hi.
Hi.
All is well.
How are you?
Thankful, blessed. My beautiful mother's about to turn 77 tomorrow, and
amen.
With all she's doing.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Praise God. That's a blessing.
I'm thankful. She's dealing with so much, but she's keeping her spirits up and said that she was going to be turning 23 like my niece.
That was that's beautiful.
Claim it.
That's right.
Glad you all are doing well tonight. Keep your heads up and stay blessed, and we're just
going
to listen in.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much
for
being here.
For those who don't know, Ms. Nikhil is the station manager of the 6 Hours Radio Network. Of course, she is our princess. So for those who don't know, now you do know. We're glad that you could come through and sit in with us tonight. Thank you.
Amen.
You know, when the head people come through and listen to you, you know you got to be doing something.
Hey, I'm trying to tell
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Nikhil. You know you got to do it right.
Do we have any more?
Let me take, you see.
Was Godfather done? I don't.
I heard that judge over there trying to come through, too.
Oh, okay. Well, let me step back out the way. I said, Godfather, sir, if you weren't done, we apologize, sir.
Well, indeed, I am the one and only miraculous, spectacular Godfather reporting from Birmingham. The civil rights capital of the South. And I'm doing just fine thus far this night. And I hope that this night will be one that I can cherish and remember for the remainder of my life. I'm
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Yes.
Do we have any more kings this evening? Any more men that would like to share their mental and tell us how they're feeling, how they're doing, good or bad? Remember, press 1. We will take you off mute if you are on mute so that you can be heard. Voice yourself. All right. Well, I guess that leaves it all up to me.
One second, baby.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey. What's up,
everybody?
Hey.
The boss is in the building.
The virus.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Six Eyes himself, the head of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Glad you could join us this evening, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, world. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes. Hey. Just sitting back, relaxing, drinking some drink, and checking out AJ and the squad. So,
sir.
Let's get it.
My drink is dead.
Yeah, you see how he did that? You see how they did it? usually it might be something like a Modelo's or something, you know, with a Spiegelman's on the side. But tonight we just having to drink a nice cold glass of water, make some coffee or tea over there.
You say you got to concentrate tonight. We got you.
Appreciate yourself for joining us.
Have the manager and the owner, so we definitely know we got to be on our P's and Q's
Do we have any more kings this evening that would like to share their mental? All right, then I guess that leaves it up to me again. I am AJ calling out of Cleveland. Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
My mental is, I'm going to be honest with you, my mental is great. You know, I go with the highs and the lows. And I've been on a couple of lows. But this week I'm riding all highs. You know, I've been keeping everybody informed about my son is fortunate enough to be able to bring a child into the world. And so we found out the gender of the baby. We are having a little girl. New addition to the family. So we found out on Tuesday, so it's all celebration, and now it's just to keep the child's mother healthy and bring the baby into the world healthy and go on from there and live life, and God is great, and as always, I am here, glad to be here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ Squad, and of course, the Queen's Court, surrounded by love and family, and of course, all our callers and our listeners and those who joined us on our Facebook page, we so much appreciate your participation. And other with that, yes, I'm ready and excited for the show tonight. So with that, I'll sit down and I'm complete.
All right. Anybody else? We don't want to hold nobody back. Remember, if you want to talk, press 1. We'll get your mic open. I know that our guest is here, so without further ado, I had the satisfaction of, so I went into Google and I just put in successful tax preparers around near me. Well, she popped up with a few other people, and first of all, she's not near me, but because she was put there, obviously she's doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
So not only was she somebody that looked like me, her reviews were awesome. I mean, just after, woo. So, you know, I just hit her up, and I emailed her a couple of times, and I texted her phone a couple of times, and she's trying to figure out who the heck I was. So I just said, you know what, call her. Close mouths don't get fed. So I just called her. And I knew I kind of threw her off because she was like, who is this again?
Right.
And so, you know, I gave her my little spiel, and she was kind of a little hesitant. I said, I totally get it. I get why you're hesitant. But trust me, I am totally legit. You can look at the Six Eyes Radio Network. You can check out AJ and the Squad, the Queen's Court. I said, I'm honestly legit. I promise you. So after we got to talking, it's like, I don't know. The ice just fell apart, and it was broken. And we just got to talking and laughing, and she got more and more excited about it than I did. So, and listen to her voice. She's got an accent because she'll tell you where she's from. But she's got a beautiful accent. And we had just the best conversation. So after the next selection you hear, you get to hear from our speaker tonight, Miss Belinda, coming out of Florida. and a tax preparer, and it's going to tell you all the answers you need to know before you go try to spend that tax money. Make sure you get all you're supposed to get, and she's going to figure out how to help you. So, yes, so Ms. Belinda, if you can go ahead and press the 1, and you can get started as soon as your song is played, my friend.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad. And of course, the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio, Radio Network, Network.
Devotion, honey, the mom's adoration, foundation, a special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration, clean running, trying to ball, and Marie Singh made them air.
She works the night by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from my father's daughter. She just wants a life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Say your name.
She tells him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Say.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to
say your
do.
Say your
so rock goodbye, baby, rock goodbye. I'm gonna rock you.
In the hard life without no fear, just see and know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come, you well prepare. And no mama, you never said tear. Cause you have to set things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. Or in the box disappear. In a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, heavily you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know what you take. When she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. She got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up there.
Him your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Stay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got.
That was Rockabye Baby by Queen Bandit.
Thank you for that, AJ. So if you notice some of you, you might have heard yourself going on mute. That's just to give respect to our speaker. There will come a time where she'll stop for questions and comments, and you'll be taken off speaker at that time. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you again or present to you Miss Belinda, our speaker for the evening. And your mic is open, baby, so you can go right ahead. Miss Belinda? Yes, ma'am, we hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to be talking today about taxes and deductions and how you can get the most of the credit and the most of your tax refund. But before we go get into that, I will be giving you a little, I'll be giving you a brief introduction of myself and how I got to be a tax preparer. I'm originally from Nigeria. I moved here in the beginning of 2017. I've been in the U.S. for a little over 6 years. I moved to Kansas where it was nice and calm. Currently in Orlando, I'll get to why I'm in Orlando. When I moved to Kansas, I had a child almost immediately and then stayed at home for a year and went to work, got a job as an accountant in a nonprofit organization, and I lived happily ever after. Just kidding. Well, after a few months of starting a job, a full-time job as an accountant, I loved it. I was an accountant in Nigeria. I started having issues. My son was having a lot of issues with his health, and we had to go to the hospital. I was missing work way too much. I tried my best to keep my job. Unfortunately, at the end of it, just a little under a year, I wasn't even there for a year, I had to quit my job, and I got a part-time job for another nonprofit organization, and that was when I started doing taxes. I had time to take care of my son, and I started doing taxes during the tax season just to get more funds, and then I actually was of the opinion that taxes was only done during tax season. And then the COVID-19 happened in 2020. We all had to work from home, but at the end of 2020, they wanted me to go back to the office. I didn't want to go to the office because of health issues of my son. So once again, I was out of a job. I got into real estate, and it was supposed to be great. That was in 2021, and then I had chest issues. I had pulmonary issues that made it impossible for me to leave my home. I was in and out of the hospital for most of 2021, so I couldn't be showing houses while I had this. I still had fungal ball of aspergillosis, which is a fungal ball in my lung. So that kind of, it's not fatal, but it's life-changing in that you can't do a lot of things that you're supposed to do. And so that's when I decided, and while all that was happening, I had callbacks. I had tax clients. I worked for them. At first, I was working like part-time for tax companies, and I did a job from home. But then I had the clients always call me back, and the clients came back. That was my third year, and my clients always came back to me, and they always asked me questions outside tax season. And the one thing that stood out from all of my clients was that what they said was I was able to explain taxes for them, the tax refund for them, their tax deductions for them to help them with the next year, or at least to help them to understand why they're getting as much taxes as they're getting. And that was when I decided to become an enrolled agent and help people with planning their taxes year-round. And that way, they are not getting shocked at the end of the year. At the end of the year, you know exactly what to expect. So like I said, today we're going to be talking about the deductions. We're going to be talking about how you can file your taxes like a pro, or how you can actually demand from your tax preparers for the credits that you're supposed to get, and you're supposed to give them proper directions on the deductions that you're going to get. So before, without much ado, I want us to go into deductions and tax credits, because that is the meat of getting your tax refund. So I'll be talking about tax credits and tax deductions. Those are two things. They are two very different things. I'll be explaining them. However, they work hand in hand. Tax deductions are actually expenses that the government recognizes that reduces your taxable income. Let me break it down. You make $100,000 a year. Your taxable income is supposed to be $100,000 a year. However, you get tax deductions of $20,000 in that year. That reduces your taxable income to $80,000. And that way, that reduces your taxes. So the tax deduction reduces the amount of the taxes that you pay. And then talking about tax credit. Tax credit is actually nice, really nice. Way more advantage than tax deductions, because it's actually dollar. You get the dollar for dollar amount of the credit. Unlike the tax deduction that just reduces the amount of credit of taxes that you pay, the tax credit actually helps you pay those taxes. Now you make $100,000. You have taxes of $18,000 or $30,000, and you're able to get credits of $10,000. The $10,000 credit is going to go towards reduction of your taxes, your actual taxes, and then you get to pay only $20,000 in taxes. So if you're able to know the deduction, and if you're able to arrange your taxes in a way that you get your deductions, enough deductions, first of all, what the deduction is going to do is going to reduce the taxes that you pay at the end of the year. And then a lot of the tax, not a lot, like almost 100% of the tax credits, they have income limits. If you are able to get enough tax deductions, you get to reduce your income, your adjustable gross income, to the point where you get the credit. So not only are you paying less taxes, you get all of this tax credit to pay the taxes, and then you get some refund at the end of the day. So before I move forward, I would like to ask if anyone has any questions, or I can move to the deductions and the credit that you can get.
Okay, I'll take a couple of mics off and see if anybody has any questions so far. Let's try this up here. And what I'm doing is, let me ask one. As far as school and claiming your children that are still in school, is there a certain time limit that they have, or can you claim them as long as they're in school and not working?
Oh, there's an age limit to claim your children, and we're going to talk about that, about the education credit and the dependent credit. So those are two credits that you can actually get. So there is the age limit of 24 years or less than 17 years, actually, where you can claim, if your child is not going to higher education, then you can claim the credits for your child. And then if your child is going to higher education, there's actually two credits you can claim, which is not just the child tax credits, but you can actually claim either the opportunity credits or the lifetime learning credits. I'm going to talk about both of the credits.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the mics are open. Mm-hmm. Did anybody have anything? Okay, no, yeah, no. Anybody? Okay. Well, we'll let you continue then.
Okay.
You said what happened?
No, I was asking if anybody had any questions so far.
Oh, okay.
No, right. I'm talking about a couple of deductions that we can get. So we have, the first one I'll be talking about is the mortgage interest deduction. And I want to explain, before I talk about the mortgage interest deduction, I want to explain something about deductions as well. So there are two kinds of deduction. We have the itemized deductions and we have the standard deduction. The standard deduction is actually the most common deduction that anybody can actually have. 90% of workers actually take the standard deduction. 90% of workers actually take the standard deduction because the standard deduction for 2022 is $12,950 for single, and then we have $25,900 for married filing jointly and $19,400 for head of household. So some of these deductions, they actually fall within these standard deduction. That means that when you have this deduction, if you're taking the standard deduction, unfortunately, you would not be able to take these other deductions as an addition. But when you have the itemized deduction, which means that you're not taking the $12,900, the $25,900, or the $19,000, because your itemized deductions, meaning that your deductions actually exceed that amount. Mm-hmm. The standard deduction, that is what the IRS gave to us because there's a lot of people out there that are not making, are not getting as much deductions as they should. People are not even able to know the deductions that you're supposed to get. So that's why the IRS is giving these deductions out. So we're going to be talking about the mortgage interest deduction. Mortgage interest deduction, this is a deduction that you get when you buy a house and you pay mortgage. When you're paying your mortgage, you find out that at the beginning of the payment, your mortgage interest is like 90% of your actual mortgage payment. So you get a really nice deduction from the beginning till eventually you start to get more equity in your house and your interest rates start to reduce. However, the mortgage interest is factored into your standard deduction. That means that your mortgage interest, if you are taking a standard deduction and your mortgage interest is less than $12,900, then you would not be able to take it. However, for itemized, that is a very, very nice way. If you have like a big house or any other reason, you know, that's a very, very nice way for you to reduce your taxes. And then we're talking about medical deduction as well. A lot of people have medical issues. I had medical issues, so I know. We have this crazy expenses, a lot of these expenses that are not covered when you go to the hospital. If you have those expenses, medical expenses, and it's not covered by your insurance, and it is over 7.5% of your income, you can take a deduction for that. A lot of people don't know that. I file taxes for a lot of older folks, and I found out that they have a lot of deductions, a lot of medical expenses, but they do not know that, and they don't take that deduction. So that is one deduction that you can actually have. And then we talk about charitable deduction. That is something I know a lot of people know about as a deduction where you can contribute up to 60% of your income to qualified organizations like schools, like churches, and then 30% to other kind of like private organizations. So if you're taking the standard deduction, and once again, if you're taking your standard deduction, these you cannot claim more than $300 for the charitable deductions. However, I've had people who have donated $60,000 and more. that I've had really nice refund from deductions. So if you're giving out money to charity, you want to check to see how much you're giving out just to make sure that you're getting enough deductions. And then we'll be talking about student loan. And student loan is actually great because this is one of the deductions you can actually take even if you're taking a standard deduction. And you can take a deduction up to $2,500 off the interest that you pay every year. So if you have a student loan and you're making money and your tax preparer is not asking you for your 1098E, you want to make sure that they're asking you, you're giving that to them because that's a nice amount of deduction. And let me tell you, when it comes to like the end income credits, where the end income credits, I'll be talking about that, that's a very nice credit, like the highest credit that the IRS gives. And a dollar, if you are a dollar over the cutoff limit, you don't get that credit. So if you have your deduction from the student loan, that is like $2,500 from the money and you're even taking the standard deduction, then you get that credit. So you have to take note of that. So the student loan, whoever you're paying to, the Sallie Mae, Ellie Mae, and all of them, whoever you're paying to, they usually send you a 1098E, and you want to make sure that you're submitting that to your tax preparer. And then for 2022, this is very, very exciting. Home office deduction. And this also doesn't fall within the standard deduction. If you work before now, before the COVID, if you work from home, before 2022 rather, if you work from home and you work for an employer, they didn't care, you couldn't take any deduction for your home office. However, right now, you're allowed to take deductions. You're not allowed to take deduction for the rent. However, you're allowed to take deductions for the electricity bills. You're allowed to take deductions for the utility bills. And like, if you had to renovate a space, not renovate, that's going to be part of your house. But if you had to like buy stuff and make stuff in your office to make it nice and you don't get reimbursed by your employer, you get to take that deduction.
Wow.
So you get to work from home. You get this really, really nice place. You could actually make it like your own sanctuary where you're enjoying and you get to take that deduction for the year. And like I said, getting those deductions pushes you one step closer to getting credit. I'll be talking about the credits and I'll be talking about the limits of the credit. And then when you consider how much of these amounts that is pushing you, like you spend, if you spend $2,000, $1,000 in your laptops are really expensive. If you're, say your employer provides you a laptop and you don't like the laptop or something is wrong with it and you buy yours, you can deduct that. And
wow.
Laptops are, yeah, they are not cheap. They can't be expensive.
At all, right.
So, yeah, so those things are going to reduce your income. And then there's something, this is a traditional IRA. And there's two parts to the traditional IRA. The IRA and the health insurance, those are the two things that I'll be talking about where there are two parts, where you get a deduction and you get a credit. So it's one of the nicest things that you can do, and I feel like it's something everybody should be doing. You want to get an IRA because you get to deduct the amount from your income up to $7,000 every year. Up to $6,000 every year and catch up $7,000 every year. And then there's a credit. I'll talk more about the credit. Up to 50% of that credit. So now, once again, you have $50,000. Your income is reduced by $6,000 to $43,000. And then you're getting 50% credit. That is an additional $3,000 to you. That is not a deduction. That's a credit. That's dollar for dollar amount. So with the IRA, and that's how the health premiums, that's how it works as well for business people. I'll be talking about that. Your HSA as well, that's a health savings account. If you have your health savings account, that's also a deduction. A lot of the good part about the IRA, the 401k, and the health savings account is that a lot of employers, they already deduct it from your W-2 so you don't have to worry about that. But in case you want to be looking out to make sure that you have that deduction and you want to make sure that you're asking your tax preparer for that credit. So 90% of people know about the deduction, but I can tell you for a fact that about 3% of people know about credit. And these credits, you have to actually apply for them. They're not just sitting there. They're not just waiting for you. You have to apply for this credit. So once again, you want to make sure that you're doing that. And then finally, we're going to be talking about the deduction that for self-employed individuals and also small business employees. If you have a high deductible health plan where, you know, there's some health plans that there's like deductions like $9,000 and you get to pay all that deductible, that is deductible. So it's a tax deduction for you. You want to keep track of the deductible you're paying when you go to the hospital, because that is, it's called the ACHA NSA deduction. It's also one of the unpopular deductions, but that is a deduction that you can take. And all of that actually helps you get closer to the credits that you want, and it also helps reduce the taxes that you get to pay for the year. So I'll be taking a short break now, and I'll be asking once again if you guys have any questions before I go into credits.
Can I don't know if anybody else. I just real quick, when you talked about the itemized deductions, what's the best way to keep track of those itemized deductions? And how far can it go? Because I've heard you can, like, close and gas and you know, food, and like how do you find exactly what's eligible on that itemized list that can be considered a deduction?
Well, one of the ways to find the list of the deduction is by going to the website, but I meant like you go to the IRS website. And then another thing you want to do is to make sure that when, like I said, I did not cover every single deduction, when you are getting you're getting your taxes prepared, you want to ask your tax preparer.
Right,
you want
right,
to make
right.
sure that your tax preparer know what they're doing. The IRS website, if you feel like it's a deduction, you want to check yourself first. You want to find out. You need this knowledge. You have,
exactly.
If you have this knowledge, you're going there. For instance, you asked about clothes. No clothes cannot be deducted, unfortunately, except their uniforms. Uniforms can be 100% deducted. So if you have a uniform, you can make the uniform as nice as you want to, if you like. You know, make it with a little bit of wings and sparkles, and make it pink if you want.
Right.
Yes, yeah, but, yeah, it's deductible.
Right, right. For those listeners tonight, they may have a tax preparer already, but let's say they don't. And after listening to all the knowledge that you and wisdom that you are giving us tonight, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, and let's say they wanted to make you their tax preparer, I know that we're going to have the information on our website, but I'm sure there's some type of a fee that comes along with that. So if you could, like, how does that work? Your fee, and let's say if I'm in Ohio and you're down there in Florida, and after me hearing this podcast, and I said, oh, wow, I've got to get a hold of Miss Belinda here, and, you know, I want her to be my tax preparer. Is that something that you I don't know if you're still doing that or if you could be able to help people as far as that is concerned?
Oh, yes. I'm able to help everyone around the country. I work remotely. So if people want to find me, you can either type my name or my website, which is bbtaxaccountantsolutions.com, and it will pop up. And in my website, I actually have a couple of blogs. You know, you want to go through them just to make sure that you're able to get what you need. I have a LinkedIn page as well that you can look out So my first and last name, which is Belinda Ngilale, or you can type BB Tax Accounting Solutions with an S. And there is no BB Tax Accounting Solutions. So if you type, even without the S, it's going to come up. I have a LinkedIn page. I have a Facebook page. I have a website. So pretty easy to find. And
okay.
Also, yes, and also my number. I'll be giving out my number at the end of the discussion. That way, yeah, if they want to reach
me. Absolutely, because I know a couple of people that would definitely need to talk to you. And I say, once again, at the end of the show, we'll get all your information again, just in case we have any more callers that are just chiming in. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate that information. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, Queen, you want to pay a bill real quick?
Yes, let's do that. Come on.
Hey there. All
right.
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner. Never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Guess that was the brief version. Anyway, don't text and drive, you guys. Don't do it. And keep them seatbelts on.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad. Of course, the Queen's Court here on the 6 hours radio.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my token to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... All the hate that you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down. It rained down like... The flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, but they never did, ever lived,
ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down. It rained down like...
Believer by Imagine Dragons.
And before we get back into that, I have someone who just wanted to ask a question. So, 816, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you. You're fine.
Oh, good. Okay. So this is a question I wanted to ask Ms. Belinda. When you're a senior, is a tax form necessary when you're over 70? The other question I'd like to ask, too, is how do you dissolve an S-Corp? Do you dissolve it before you file W-2? How does that work?
So the first question is, with the IRS, as long as you're making over $12,900, you file taxes even if you're 100 years old, unfortunately. The good part is that seniors actually can take a lot of deductions. And they can get a lot of credits. For instance, I'll be talking about the elderly and disabled credits. And they can take a lot of deductions from income that they get. If they are being paid disability income, they can take that. You can deduct it, some parts of your Social Security. And so with that, with seniors, a lot of them don't file because, first of all, they're not working, they are on disabilities, and they don't have to file. But if you're making money, yes, you absolutely have to file.
Okay.
And then for the second question, this is not an answer. I'm going to give you an answer, but this is not an answer that you want to get online. This is an answer you want to consult with a professional. Before you dissolve an S-corporation is an entity like the IRS recognizes, just like how they recognize humans as individual entities, the S-corporation is an entity. So if you want to dissolve the S-corporation for the tax year, you have to file the W-2s. If there is W-2s, if there is any taxable activities, that means if you paid someone, if you received money, anything at all happens during that year, you have to file taxes for it. And then after filing all of your taxes, and if you have to file your W-2s, the S-corporation is actually required to file W-2s at least for the owner. Because S-corporations don't pay self-employment taxes. So you're required to file W-2s because that's the only way the IRS can get the owners to pay self-employment taxes. Self-employment taxes is an extra 15.3% that's taxed on your income, with 12% of that being the Social Security income. Social Security taxes that you have to pay till about 140,000, and then Medicaid you don't stop paying till forever, though it kind of reduces when you're at like $240,000 in income, or you pay Medicaid. You pay a lower amount when you've gotten to $240,000, but yes, you have to file your W-2
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't really, I was waiting to ask a question, but I didn't realize you had to press 1. Oh, I got my question answered.
Right.
Thank you. Okay,
so
enjoy your show.
You.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Anyone else?
Is that somebody in the background whispering, or is that somebody trying to, what's going on back there? Please remember these mics are live, they are hot, and they pick up everything. So please be kindful and mindful of your backgrounds. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right, Queen, go ahead.
All right, so does anybody have anything else before we move on? If you don't, just think of it, hold on to it, and we'll open up again shortly. Oh, wait a minute. 8-5. Okay, I think I've seen a couple of his one up here. I'm trying to multitask over here, guys. Give me just a second. All right, 404.
You said 404.
Can you hear me?
Your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Okay, this is Princess again. So, I had a couple questions. My first question is, if you're getting Social Security disability, do you have to file taxes?
So that is one of the things I'll be talking about. If you're getting Social Security disability, there are a couple of, qualifying requirements for you to not file Social Security disability. So one of them is, so we're just going to talk about the So if you're receiving disability income, and you're over 65 years old, then you do not have to file taxes, because if that is the only income that you're receiving, then you don't have to file taxes. And if you're less than 65 years old and you can't do any substantial job, then you don't have to file. So if you are totally, this is what the IRS says, if you're totally and completely disabled, then you don't have to file taxes. However, the good part is that if you are disabled and you're receiving that income and you're receiving other income, you get to so it's a deduction, so you get to remove that income. So let's say you're receiving Social Security disability income, you're over 65 years old, but you're receiving other income. So you get to file taxes on the other income, and then you get to take this income as a deduction. So, and with Social Security, with the disability income, there is the upside of it. So the disability is also another one that I didn't mention, that there's two sides to it, where you get a credit and you get a deduction. If you include it in your income, you include it in your income, however, you don't file it in your income, you get a credit for your disability income. So in order for you to get a credit again, like I said, you have to be one, over 65 years, or totally disabled. If you don't qualify for either of them and you're not getting any other income, then you don't have to file taxes.
Okay, thank you. Second, on the... Now, this is federal taxes. So what about state taxes? Do you cover any of that, or are you just specifically talking about the federal taxes? Because it differs from state to state, from my understanding.
Yes. So I'm glad you know that. So I'll be talking about federal taxes just because we have 50 states. And I don't think any two states have the same laws. So if we're not talking about all 50 states, we're literally talking about only state taxes all night. So for state taxes, like I talk to my clients, and like I said, you can actually talk to your tax preparer. You want to ask them a question. If you're going to be choosing a tax preparer, you want to make sure that it can answer your question. If you're comfortable, if you feel like you have everything, you don't need them to answer, then. But if they are unable to answer your questions and you're not comfortable with filing, then you do not have to. But there are different states with different requirements. So when it comes to disability, some states are actually very nice. When it comes to that, some states are very strict. Like one of the strictest states is California. So it just depends on the state you're in. That's what's going to determine how much what you get, the benefits that you get.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. And I want to say also, if you're using a tax preparer that's not in your state, just make sure that they are familiar with the laws in your state.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
All right, 850.
Amen. Praise God. I have a question. If you're, I heard you talk about 65 and over, and those 65 and under. Now, is it permissible? I know every state is different. I'm in the state of Florida. I'm in the capital of Florida, Tallahassee, and I know that. So many IRS offices are closing in various states, and you have to reach them by online, or you have to reach them at that 1040 number, and it's so difficult to get through. But my question is, if I work and I have no children, and I want to carry my grandmother, which my grandmother is disabled. My grandmother is elder, and if I want to carry my grandmother as a tax credit at the end of the year, is that permissible? How do you go about putting that into perspective till it will not come back and bite grandmama, or it will not come back and make it seem as though that grandma's getting something that she has not earned? Is that permissible to carry one of your senior parents if they don't work or they receive Social Security disability? Is that permissible to carry them on your tax return, even if you don't have any children? Because, you know, a lot of times people want to, because they take out so much. If you're single, no children, they take out so much. But then if they want to carry another one, what are the ramifications of that? And is there a penalty for that?
Well, the downside of it is if she's receiving more than $4,300 in Social Security income, then yes. No, you cannot claim her as a dependent. For dependents, so we have child and we have dependents. Dependent taxes are $500 a year. How much is your grandmother? I can ask you how much she's making. Is she making more than $4,300?
Amanda's Clayton?
Yes.
I didn't know if you was asking somebody. Go ahead.
Okay.
She was asking you a question, Ms. Clay.
Yeah, I heard the question. That's why I was trying to give an answer, but I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get
I apologize.
Yeah. Are you talking about at the end of the year from
yes.
Social Security?
So 2022, yes.
Over 4,000, you said 4,000?
$4,300 for 2022.
Yeah, because, you know, if you receive close to $1,000 a month from Social Security, then definitely that will put you over the 4,000 mark.
Yes. So, yes, once again, unfortunately, you are unable to claim her as a dependent because she's receiving more than the amount. So the IRS assumes that if she's receiving more than $4,300 adjusted for 2022, but if she's receiving more than that, then she's able to take care of herself financially. So they are not going to accept. Yes, so they are not going to accept her as a dependent.
Okay. Oh wow.
Just real quick, what you were doing, Clayton, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
So now, will they use her disability, her money she has earned, because this is money that she's getting back, you know, when she was working, you know, when she was able-bodied to work, but now she's receiving disability, SSI, SSA, you know, she's receiving disability. So, other words, even though that money that she's getting is allocated to money that she had already put in, you know, there will be a penalty towards her because of a loved one or someone may want to carry them on their tax return at the end of the year, even though that money that your grandma and anybody else are making, they, you know, they've already earned it. They've already put in their time, their sweat and tears. They earn that money that they get for disability. It ain't, you know, it's nothing that government or anybody's giving. It's the money that they put in and they earn, you know, after work and so forth. But you cannot carry them. I definitely understand that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, so let me clarify a little for you. If you claim your grandmother as a dependent, she doesn't get penalized. You, on the other hand, would be the one that would get penalized, and you'd be asked to pay the credit that was given to you if they find out back with interest. So the IRS. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She wants to file for the extra end income credit. From what I see, she actually qualifies for end income credits, which is way, way more than the $500 for the dependents.
Oh, wow.
So she should pay taxes for, it's called the disability end income credit. It's called the elderly and disabled credits.
Mm-hmm.
So the elderly and disabled credits,
okay.
Yes, it's in the thousands. So it just depends on how much she's making.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It goes anywhere. Yeah, it goes up to, I think, about, it's adjusted for every year, up to about 3,000 to 5,000. So I think that's what you want to be, and not the $500 for dependents.
Yes, oh, definitely.
To piggyback off of what Evangelist Clayton was saying, would that be the same thing as the caretaker's tax, where somebody in a household, I don't know, a tax credit or a tax deduction for taking care of someone who cannot take care of themselves? There's an epidemic going now where in the home health agencies, they're pulling back the home health aides. And they, from what I've heard, have made it possible for friends or family to be able to take care of the elderly or the disabled, and then claim what I've heard is called the caretaker's tax or the caretaker's deduction or credit. Do you know about that in Ohio?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't touched the caretaker's credit. It's more about the. What I know about the Ohio is the credits that they give for, like, the state taxes. Ohio is one of the great states when it comes to disability. If you have a disability in Ohio, you get to pay back, you get to deduct the first $50,000 of your village taxes.
Wow.
Listen, we
that is wrong. Like, the taxes you pay for the first $50,000, so you get to deduct that credit, and it's given back to you. So with Ohio. So, and Ohio is also one of the states that lets you remove the the income that you're making from benefits. Some states don't let you remove the income.
We don't need to talk.
Another credit that you can actually get for taking care of someone, I don't know if that's also going to, that's something that you want to look into, is that if you're taking care of someone and they're like their feet and you incur a lot of expenses, once again, if they are unable, if you can prove that you incur these expenses and they are unable to incur, sorry, they are unable to take care of themselves, that also means the income limits. So the person should not be able to work or should not be making more than $4,400. Or if they are making more, then the income, the expenses are substantially more than what they are making. Then 50% of what you spend for your family member, you can get that back intact.
Wow. The things they don't tell us, the things they don't teach us.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's how we knew this show was going to be important. Somebody got to tell us.
I'll talk a little about the end income credits because I see that my time is almost up. I feel like that's one credit that a lot of people, I can tell you that every single year I file lots of amended taxes for clients because they didn't get their end income credit, and they want to get their want to get it back. So like they find out 2020 they got back $3,000, 2021 they are getting back $10,000, and they ask why, and they find out it's the end income credit, and they refile. So I really, really want to talk about that, just because I want a lot of, I want you guys to be able to get that credit. So the end income credit is the highest, not the child tax credit. And I don't know why it's not as popular as it should be, because the child tax credit is pretty popular. For the child tax credit, you get $2,000 per child, right? For the end income credit for 2022, you actually get $3,733 for a child. For children, you get $6,164. For three children or more, you get $6,900. That's like almost $7,000. So like I said, this is something, and 90% of filing their taxes do not know about this end income credit. And they do not And that is money you're leaving on the table.
Wow.
So in order for you to qualify for any income credit, if you don't have any child, it's really low. It's just $560 for 2022. And your income has to be really low. If you're single, it's $16,400. If you're married, it's $22,000. But then it gets really nice once you have one child. Your income has to be, your income only has to be $43,492 for single, and for married, $49,600. So, and I know a lot of people, after you get, and this is your adjusted gross income. This is why I was talking about deductions. This is why you want to take deductions seriously. Because if you are married and you are filing jointly, and let's say you make $100,000, and then you take your deduction, the first deduction that you're taking is pushing you down to $75,000. And then we have this long list of other deductions that you can take that can actually push you much lower. like your IRA, your health savings, your mortgage, your mortgage, you can't take that if you're doing standard, but then there's the student loan interest, there's the student loan interest, there's a home office deduction. So there's a couple of deductions that you'll be surprised how easily you get to fall below this amount. Because at the end of the day, your adjusted gross income, that's your taxable income, that is what the IRS goes by. You don't go by the income that you make. And so once you get this income, once you get these deductions, you're able to get your deductions in place, then you're able to get this amount for your children. And you can imagine the reason why people are getting so much. Imagine having two children, you already got $4,000 in tax credits, and then you're getting another $6,000 in end income credits. Child tax credits, end income credits alone, you're getting $10,000. And then you probably have, because you were able to take enough deductions, your W-2, what they paid on your W-2 is suddenly over the top, and so you get a refund. And that's how you find out people are getting $14,000, $15,000, $18,000 in refund. Yes. So that's something that everybody wants to listen to. You want to make sure if your tax preparer is preparing your taxes, you want to look for that. You usually get your tax return. We are required to send you your tax return before we file it, even TurboTax and everything. You want to go through to make sure you're seeing every credit that you got. You want to see your adjusted credit. You want to compare it to this amount, and if you're not getting it, because if you don't opt for it, you don't get it. Every single thing, if you don't opt for it, you don't get it. Even the child tax credit, if we don't click one thing, you don't get that child tax credit. So you want to make sure that you're on top of things. You want to make sure that you're getting that. And
Of course, they're not going to just tell you. Right.
Wow. Wow.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
You know, at the end of the year where those that receive disability Social Security get a copy from the Social Security to how much that individual has earned for that year. And it's a 10, what do they call it, a 1090? They just call it a 1090 or something that they send the... I didn't hear you say it again.
Oh, sorry, I was saying a 1099R. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Now, they say you can file that, but then how can you file it if you don't... if you only have the income that you have gotten from Social Security, you know, they give you what you have received at the end of the year 2022, but they give you a 1090 at the end of the year and say you can file it. But are you supposed to file that even though you're not working, are you still supposed to file that at the end of the year, or are you just keep it as a copy of your earnings for that particular year, but to say that you can file it, with your income tax, but you don't get it income tax. So can you file that they send you at the end of the year?
Yes, Social Security is a Social Security income. You're supposed to. Your income, unfortunately, that sucks, right? However, when you are with your Social Security income, when you're getting that, you actually have a higher deduction. Your standard deduction is actually higher than with the regular, which is $19,500. For it was $18,000, but it's not just for the year 2022, but for your Social Security income, it actually adds to your income. So Social Security income, if you're making less, you do not have to file. However, it's an addition to your income. So if you're making other income,
Social Security income will increase your income.
Okay. That's a lot. So much learning.
Yes. It's beautiful, yeah. I knew it was going to be interesting, but I just didn't, you know, just sitting here listening, just to know what they keep away from us. And you know, we listening to what Ms. Belinda's been telling us tonight, you know, there's a lot of us who don't have to be in certain situations. But because they hide certain things from us, you know, it keeps us in a place that we don't necessarily need to be. So when we hear things like what we're hearing tonight, you know, it's helpful for a lot of people who don't know what's going on out here. Now you have an understanding. Now you have some lights been put on the shadows, and you can take this knowledge, you can take this information, this wisdom, and this help. And, you know, obviously make a lot of changes that we've been aware about, because I'm just sitting here like, wait, what?
Yeah,
that's crazy. I want to thank Ms. Belinda myself personally for coming through tonight, sharing with us all this information. If anybody else has any questions, anything else they would like to say, any comments, please feel free to do so.
I will be in touch with you, young lady.
I promise you.
Hey,
listen, I promise you.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio family. I got to get you
right.
A coffee mug. Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Ms. Belinda, I know you put some stuff up on our Facebook page, but if you don't mind, will you go back and make sure that you put all of your contact information on the page, please, ma'am? And you can also put it on the Six Eyes Radio Network page as well.
I
promise you. I know two people that need to talk to you right now. I need to talk to I don't know if anybody was listening, but let's just say we down here in Ohio, we would like to call you and have you as our tax preparer. What would be your normal fee for those people listening who go on our Facebook page or listening tonight and say, you know what, I definitely need to get a hold of Ms. Belinda, and they're sure that they want for you to prepare their taxes. What would they have to do as far as fee and all that good stuff?
Well, the fee would be different according to the filing fee. So there's a thousand amount. So as far as if you're filing single, it's different. If your child filing married, it's different. So I have dependent. Then, however, I would say that my fees are extremely competitive. And if you have, like, what I take into consideration before I give my prices is, like I said, I want to know how many dependents you have. I want to know if you're going to. There's a lot of people who feel like they have 1099s, and that was something that really pained me that I was going to talk about. I didn't know I was going to spend this much time talking about. Like 1099s that do not know they ought to be filing a Schedule C. That one thing that, yes, that I help my clients with, where you have a 1099, but you should be breaking it down in a schedule. So that is your right. You're not doing anything wrong there. Mm-hmm. So that fee is different. And then we have, like, regular companies, S-corporations. So I would not be able to give, like, a specific fee just because I give one fee. People are going to assume that that's the amount.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Does anybody else have any questions, concerns, anything they'd like to bring to the table? Well, Ms. Belinda, before we move on, go right ahead.
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I had invited my daughter to the program tonight, and I don't know if she's on. She has a 770 number, or I'm not sure if she's under 850-404 number. But I invited her because she's a tax preparer as well too. And definitely I'm sure that if she's listening in that is a great benefit package to her as well, because I know every year that you all have to kind of like they critique things and add things and take things away. So that you are tax prepared definitely have to be aware of, you know, for the clients that are coming to you and then to file their taxes. But I pray that she is on and listening and definitely feed off of that information as well too, that you all feed off of each other as well too. But I'm grateful for what you have said, because you have said so many things that truly enlightened me that I didn't know, because, you know, fear, you think fear steps in because you're unaware of what you can get and what you can't get. And so, you know, you're thinking, I don't want to mess up, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, I don't want to give the okay for this and that. And then when you don't know, and as Brother AJ said tonight, so much that they keep from us, and that's why there's so much earning at the end for them, because we didn't know, you know, and the writing so fine, and being visually impaired, you know, I'm sure they have done a lot of things, you know, that we were unaware of because we didn't know. But grateful to know that we can know some things now that we didn't know, and some things that we can get that we hadn't got. So thank you again, amen, for all of your information. Thank you for your professional information, amen, that you have supplied, because it truly is a benefit package in itself. So we're grateful that you decided to come on Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court to give us that information that is so important. So again, thank you. Amen.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Anybody?
It's very informative. If need be, I will give you 30 minutes of tomorrow's show, 11 p.m. Eastern. So it's on the table. So if you want it, take it, 30 minutes tomorrow.
Amen.
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 And we can definitely see if we can set that up after the show and see if we can, you know, link network and you make sure she has all the right information. And, you know, Saturdays, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, same number, 424-239-7617. Get that right. That's so long.
9617.
Listen, I got so many things. I told you, I got so many numbers in my head. I'd be like, you know. But make sure you join in. We can take care of that and hook that up for you. Amy, what else?
Well, Miss Belinda, this is Queen. I want to personally thank you for accepting my invitation. I want to thank you for stepping out on faith, actually, because like I said, I heard your hesitancy when I called, and it's totally understandable. I get it. But I was determined that you was coming. We was going to have you. But thank you so much for stepping out on faith and coming in and helping us, people that look like us, people that cuss don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you took your time with it and you broke it down. And I thank you wholeheartedly for myself, because, you know, we all get in our sticky situations as far as taxes go. And you got the single mothers with the dependents and the single mothers by themselves and the disabled people and the children. So it's a lot of different scenarios. So I thank you wholeheartedly for entrusting yourself with your thoughts that came with us and helping us out, because I really feel like you helped a lot of people. And so thank you so much. And like they said, if you can, tomorrow we have another show a little later. They want you to come back. Come back and share some more. You know, this is important for us, especially people that look like us, because we just don't know. We just don't know.
I wish I could have introduced you to Hammer. You could have helped him out.
I'm going to go grab some.
There's a lot of them could have helped out.
Love you, Hannah.
Queen.
Well, baby.
Thank you much.
I'm going to go grab some real quick.
Okay. So, yeah, you keep the number. Uh-huh. Like I said, continue to put information on the Facebook pages. We would definitely keep in touch. I promise you that. But, yeah, we wholeheartedly thank you. This has been great. And we knew you definitely needed
so much.
Well, if everyone is in agreement, I would like to make you our resident tax preparer. So you come back.
Radio.
All right.
What kind of desk you want? Oak, cherry?
Hold
marble?
On, sir. You're now listening to AA and the Squad. And of course, the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hey, Godfather, this one's for you. How sweet it is.
Jackie hit that ball. Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel bitches, Melissa's, Campanella, Newcomb, and Joe Bitch, too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Hey, Jackie Robinson, hit that ball.
Can
you hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. You know
it all. Yes, yes, Jackie, real ball. Is real God. Jackie is a real God.
Now, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball by Count Basie?
We're going to take you back to your childhood, back to when you were in school. Friday, George, you got your book backpack?
I got my book backpack.
All right. Get ready to go to school. Remember this? I pledge allegiance to the flag,
to the flag
of the United States
of America,
and to the
Republic
for
which
we stand,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
For all. Hey, Pride and Joy, what were some of your favorite lunches in school? Now, I can remember the McRib. We used to have the McRib.
Mm-hmm.
Before the McRib came out at McDonald's, I used to love that. I used to like the veal parmesan. Mm-hmm. And I used to love that pizza that came in that cellophane wrapper with the little holes in it. That is yummy school memories for me.
All right.
What's yours?
I love the pizza as well. I love when they tried to make spaghetti. They can't make spaghetti like our parents who make spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
And I love the vegetables that they had.
Yeah. Now, one thing, my sister, she's passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we used to do, we used to take our chocolate milk home.
Y'all did?
And we didn't. We didn't have to, but if we didn't drink them in school, we would take it home, and then we would watch, like, cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And just something we would do. We didn't have to do it, Our parents, we were blessed. But I'm just glad that they still have those free lunch programs going on for those who can't afford to have lunch, because oftentimes those are the only lunch that those students have, going through the breakfast, the lunch, they look forward to that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, it's a good thing that, like Queen, how she has that set up to make those kids have lunch. And that's just real stellar, woman for her to have that heart like that. I just remember, like, when we would get on holidays and, like, breaks, and you don't find that milk until it's time to go back to school. for breaks and the milkman is spoiled. So that's just some of the childhood memories. So we're going to do this like every day. And, hey, post your childhood memories of school.
Your favorite lunch.
Yeah. And every day we will do I Pledge Allegiance. Hey, y'all take care. Happy Friday on this February 24th, 2023.
To replay, press 1. To decrease volume.
All right. Moments in history. All righty then.
So piggybacking off of what he just said about that, do you guys know that the Black Panthers, you know, we always know of them as far as riots and racism, fighting, you know, and it's not always bad. But do you guys know that they were the ones that actually started the school breakfast program? They had this thing where they were feeding all these kids around in their areas. And J. Edgar Hoover tried his best to stop them from doing that. But they had other government officials that came and helped them, and they actually started the National School Breakfast Program. And it goes on today, right now, for kids to eat today. Just black is the fact that bitch didn't know.
The black, wow.
Black the Black Panther started it, sure did.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. I bet you didn't know.
Sure didn't.
And speaking of, I bet you didn't know, Ms. Pranjo, you got some stuff for us over there?
Bet you didn't.
Bet you didn't know.
Did you know? Now you do.
You know now.
Thanks, Queen. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Okay, well, let me ask y'all this one right here then. Wait a minute, where is it? I saw it this morning, actually, and I thought it was actually kind of interesting because I didn't know that. Where's the picture at? Where is it? Oh, that's the wrong phone. So we did this wall at school of a lot of black inventors. And, of course, you know, the basic ones were there, but we also had Garrett Morgan. We also know he did the street lights. But there was one that stood out to me so much, and if I can find the phone that I took the picture with, it was the house system, the house alarm system, and that was actually created by a woman. Let me see. Wait a minute. Come on, phone. But you didn't know that either, huh? Let me see. So, her name was... Okay, here we go. I'm coming, I promise. Okay, well, anyway, the alarm system was found by a woman. So when you guys start thinking that we don't know what we're doing, oh, yeah, we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And don't y'all forget it either.
Okay.
When them houses and stuff are secure, that's because she did that.
You know, and I know who you're talking about. And it was an early modern thing where they were able to have a still closed circuit TV, and you could actually see what was going on. It was real logical back then, and it even had a like two-way like intercom mic. So this is the modern. This is what the 80s, the Brink, and everything was modeled after.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sure is.
Okay.
So we want to thank that for Nubian Queen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, so that's
okay.
This is
what I chose to do instead of doing Black History. I chose to do the World Suicide Prevention Day. It's a day that they have set aside, so I thought that would be a great idea to see they gave you different, well, first we're going to start off with Creating Hope Through Action, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. If you suspect that someone is thinking about suicide, be the one to take the action and have a honest conversation with them. Number one, first talk to them in a private, safe place. Number two, listen to their story and let them know that you care. Number three, ask them if they are thinking about suicide. Number four, encourage them to seek treatment. Contact their doctor or their mental health professional. Avoid debating the value of life, minimizing their problems, or trying to give them advice. Take the person seriously and remove anything legal or lethal away from them. Stay in contact with this person. Talk to them about suicide and give them the number to the crisis lifeline. Make sure you're calling or texting 988 or by chatting to 988. You can do lifeline.org. Let them know that their life matters to you. Be the one who saved that life today. 988lifeline.org. Suicidal Behaviors in African American Community Extract. This article reviews the risks and the protective factors associated with suicide thoughts and behavior in African American communities, the African American communities, and critique some of their history of suicide research in African Americans. Authors provide brief and review of their history, if you want to know about the history of suicide research in African American communities, and critique some of the history of suicide research.
Great. Who's ever tapped in to the
background? World Suicide Prevent Day in 2022, they just wanted you to know. It's not now, you guys, but I'm just telling you this, what I chose. It don't come to September, but I chose to do it early since we've been having so much going on with suicide, you know, with suicide, people having suicide. Just the other day, they had a six-year-old. It's getting too bad out here with suicide with our children.
Yes.
We have to really, really talk to our kids now and see, you know, we have to ask, basically ask them all the time, all through the day, is anything bothering them? Because sometimes our kids like to keep things from us. And you know what I noticed, especially when it's just one parent there. The mom there by herself without the father, or the father. We have a lot of men out here that, you know, keep doing their thing too with kids. They hate to ask us something because they feel like we're there by ourselves, and they feel like they don't want to put a lot on us or put too much on us. But sometimes we have to be the one to start asking the questions if they're not asking the questions. Because sometimes kids are scared to come to their parents and talk to them about different things. You got to really, really, really have a great relationship with your kids at these ages now for them to be able to feel that they can come to you and talk to you about anything, everything, anything. Because, you know, kids nowadays, I mean, it's just going on too much. Every time you turn around, somebody's committing suicide. It's in all ages. It's in all ages. Not just, you know, our young kids. The adults are doing it. People that are acting, people that are doing these other, all these other supposed to be great things out here, they're the main ones that are doing it, you know. Look in the paper. Every day it's somebody different. It's somebody different. It's just killing all over the world. You got to really, really, you know, have the time to sit down and talk to somebody, especially if you know this person is saying that that's what they want to do. And I don't know if we still have it on our line, but we did have it when Miss Princess actually did a real live thing in her room where she actually talked about her committing, trying to commit suicide and how she ended. I mean, she had all of that in there. I don't know if we still have it on the line. But, yeah, she actually put her whole thing on there from the beginning to the end.
Wow.
When she thought about it and when she did all of it, she put it all on there. Mm-hmm.
Reenact it for shock value to reach these kids and the dogs.
And what I was going to say, just to, not to cut you off, Six, but to touch on what Ms. Prodigy was saying, just like, you know, in America, you celebrate a holiday once a year or whatever, and we say it all the time that, you know, every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day, every day is Veterans Day. So when Ms. Pride and Joy talks about suicide prevention month being down the line or a ways away, once again, that's an everyday thing. That's a every second, every moment, 24 hours, 365 days a year. I said the suicide rate is going up. So I just want to commend Ms. Pride and Joy for bringing that up and keeping it in the forefront. Because, like I said, there's right now. Right now is the moment that we need to reach out and help, because we understand what's going on in America, and people are feeling like there is no hope, there is no way out, there is no way up, and they have nobody to talk to, no counseling, no therapy. And we all know that love is it's just not abundant as it used to be. So anything we can do as far as resources and be able to give back to those who are feeling that there's no hope, we just want you to know that there is, and don't give up, and keep the faith, and there is a brighter day.
Yeah,
and remember, too, that if you're on our Facebook page, we do have a couple of therapists on our Facebook page. Doreen Kincaid, she was actually a guest. She's a licensed therapist. We have Dr. Noriel Armstrong, who's also a licensed therapist. There's a group of therapists called A Therapist Like Me, and they have therapists who look like us, as well as men, Latino communities. So check them out. So there is help out there. So don't think you're in it by yourself, because you're not. You don't have to be. But you have to want the help, and you have to reach out for the help.
That's right.
We care here at Suns Radio Network. Also, if I may add, we're 4 days out of February, and February is Low Vision Month. That's right, Low Vision Month, glaucoma, and different vision impairments, blindness, like I said, low vision.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you are getting your eyes examined. Make sure you're checking for glaucoma, and make sure that you're wearing goggles doing your cleaning, house cleaning. Chemical spills, splashes happens. Also, never leave aerosol cans in direct sunlight. Mark Curry is first one to tell you not to do that, because a aerosol can exploded in his face. He almost went blind, and he suffered some severe burns. So we just want you to be safe. February, Low Vision Month here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Keep those peepers together if you can. All right.
While you're checking all those other aerosols, check your fire hydrants, your extinguishers. Your extinguishers. They do expire, and if they get too hot, they will explode. So make sure if you got home fire extinguishers, check them regularly.
That's right. Along with your fire detectors and your CO2 detectors, please remember to check your batteries on those often.
Yeah. And not only that, and not only that, make sure that vent is free of dust, grease, and smoke, because it will not go off. So just take a hot soapy rag and go over that vent to get that smoke and grease out of there, and you'll be back together.
Stick around a little longer.
Because
we want you around.
Yes, we do.
Is there anything else? Anything else? We want to definitely thank our guest speaker, Ms. Belinda, for coming in and hanging out with us and telling us some great stuff.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And she said she definitely will come back tomorrow, and if you want her to, she definitely will come in to hang out with DJ ATL and Mr. Six and Miss Friday Joy and Miss Nicole tomorrow.
There it is. So. Before we get up out of here, like we always do about this time. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 Absolutely.
Amen.
Anybody else? All right,
no,
sir. I'm going to go grab a few things. Godfather, you, did you hear that, Godfather?
I hear it, and I'm not through with you as of yet. And Miss Lady, I'm surprised with you.
I'm going to be in another breaking news.
I mean, you know, hey.
You never know what you're going to hear on the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and Squad and Queen Court. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Y'all, Chris, get out of
here. I'm going to ride or die. You thought I was going to let you mess with that and not say nothing? You got to be kidding me. But we want to thank everyone that came and hung out with us tonight on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Feel free to catch us through tomorrow, 424-243-9617.
All right, here we go.
Catch us every week. Every week, let's go.
And tell you guys about Martha Louise Morrow Fox. She was born in 1902 in Charlotte, North Carolina. She became partially sighted when she was an infant and later attended Governor Moorhead and Overbrook Schools for the Blind. After her graduation in 1927, she went off to college. At the end of her first year of university, she was offered a teaching position at the Piney Woods Country Life School in Mississippi. She then expedited her studies to receive a bachelor's degree over the summer. The Piney Woods Country Life School was the first school in the state with a department to educate black blind students. When Martha began her position at Piney Woods in 1929, she was the sole educator and caretaker for the 10 students in the program. Martha had a very hands-on practical approach to teaching. You learn by doing was her teaching philosophy. In her curriculum, she incorporated community-based lessons, independent living, the arts and music, work experience, and the outdoors. She was truly a forward thinker in the world of education, and was not only a teacher of students, but a teacher of teachers. Later, along with Helen Keller, Martha advocated for the funding of educational opportunities for black and blind students, resulting in 2 new schools for the blind being built in Jackson, Mississippi. I present to you Martha Louise Morrow Fox, a moment in black history representing the blind and visually impaired. This was Lady. Have a great day, everyone.
Hello.
All right.
Amen.
Ah. Amen.
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 You're listening to AJ and the Squad. And, of course, the Queen's Court here. 6 Hours Radio, Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Catch you next week.
Hey,
Jane and Squad, the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.